This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I just bought a 67 Bronco. It's all gone.
Gonzo.
You missed it.
Perfect. All right, we have the Good Day program upon us. And as a result of that, there are people that are talking about what's going on with the Taliban, what's happening in Afghanistan, what's happening in Pakistan. So we're going to talk to an expert from this part of the world who has a fix on what the, well, whether he agrees or disagrees with me, my points, because I don't know who this fellow is. I know that he has some credentials. I'm for us being out of there. This nation building has got to stop. And so let's kind of take it from there, all right? 888-302-3684 is our number here to connect. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com, Rich at DougStephan.com, Ken at DougStephan.com. Roberta, Jennifer off for the rest of the week. It's summertime, after all. Summertime. Summertime. Some summertime. Here's a wonderful story. A great way for you to begin your day is to hear the story about this Michigan teenager who wanted to raise awareness about cerebral palsy by walking 40 miles with his brother strapped to his back.
I saw this. This is very cool.
This was a hot day, heavy rain, perspiration, fatigue. They did finish the trek. Hunter Gandy, age 14, had been planning for weeks to take the walk, hoping to put a face on the muscular disorder that prevents his 7-year-old brother, Braden, from being able to walk without help. But all his organizing couldn't prepare him for the conditions that he would face with his brother, 50 pounds, that he carried on his back for 2 days. He said he even thought about giving up along the way. Honestly, quote, "Yep, there was a point that we considered stopping. Braden's legs, the chafing was getting pretty bad on me. We did consider stopping. I was about 30 miles into it. But a phone call changed all that. Hunter reached out to a friend who said a prayer for the brothers. That combined with some rest and a change in how Braden was positioned on his brother's back helped the boys make it the last 10 miles. May have taken a bit longer than they anticipated, but the two brothers, more than a dozen of their family members and friends strolled up a driveway at the University of Michigan's Wrestling Center. At the top of the hill, Hunter lifted his brother off so he could touch a Go Blue banner erected for them near the walk's endpoint. The move was met with thunderous applause, thousands of people cheering on those who had gathered to see these boys finish that trek. What a great story. How powerful is that?
It's very cool.
Isn't that cool?
It's very nice.
You can get the story, and we like the good ones. Check it out. This is, and you'll learn about the reason the brother can't walk at DougStephan.com. Story is at DougStephan.com. In a moment, we're going to meet Ivan Eland, who works with the Cato Institute, director of defense policy there, as to what's going on in Afghanistan with the Taliban, reflections on the swap, why is the Taliban going to Pakistan and stealing planes, all that sort of thing maybe helps us become a little bit more aware of our situation, I'm talking about American situations, what we have wrought by nation building, by sticking our nose into all these places where it doesn't belong. That's my pejorative. Let's see what Mr. Eland has to say in just a moment here on Good Day.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Just getting in, huh?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Velveeta.
Morning win.
It's Sam Adams Summer Ale season.
I love the Summer Ale.
Cheers. Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light. It's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams Summer Ale.
It's perfect.
It'd be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams Summer Ale.
Boss beer, pretty Boston Mastic. Where's Boston?
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body. And new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has two times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, custom banners and posters start at just $6.49. Offer valid on pickup or delivery ends 6/29. Details in-store or online at staples.com/springcopy. Staples. Make more happen.
Celebrate the magic of dad at Macy's Father's Day sale with 30 to 75% off store-wide, plus an extra 20 or 15% off with your Macy's card or pass. Designer collections for him, 25% off. Designer suits, separates, dress shirts, and ties, 50% off. Levi's jeans, only $39.99. Plus, at our biggest underwear and socks sale, buy one, get the second 50% off. Find the perfect gift for dad right now at Macy's. Savings on regular sale and clearance prices, exclusions apply.
14 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Ken and Rich and I meeting Ivan Eland, who is the author of the book, The Failure of Counterinsurgency, Why Hearts and Minds Are Seldom Won. Maybe that sort of tells you where he's going, and I'm guessing by looking at that title, because I don't know Ivan at all, but he's probably on the same page. Not that you have to be on the same page with me under any circumstances. You have your own mind, and you make up your own mind. I have said for years and years and years, since the failed, the botched, the ridiculous attempt at going in to get Osama bin Laden, where we paid off the Taliban with $74 million to get them out of the way. They were working both sides, as they usually do. We're too stupid to realize that they were giving information. They were trying to tell us we supposedly were getting help from them as to finding bin Laden. They knew where he was. They sent us on a wild goose chase. And meanwhile, they did disappear for a while so we could go in and try to find bin Laden, supposedly. But we didn't, and the war continued to drag on. And how many countless American lives have been lost for no good reason? That's the backdrop here, Ivan, from my point of view. Ivan Eland is a senior fellow, director of the Center on Peace and Liberty at the Independent Institute. He also has worked at the Cato Institute, worked for Congress on national security issues. So he has some information under his belt, some experience. He wrote yesterday in the Huffington Post, quote, as prisoners are exchanged and the combat portion of the long and exhausting involvement in the war in Afghanistan winds down, the brazen lethal attack on the Karachi airport by the Pakistani Taliban graphically highlights the principle. Unfortunately, this is a legacy of our needless nation building, the Afghan conflict, the destabilization of Pakistan, all part of our legacy. So, Ivan, Monday morning quarterbacking is pretty easy for all of us, but under the circumstances, this was so easy to see. It was so needless. We botched this up thanks to Rumsfeld and Cheney and that bunch back then, and we continue to screw it up now, right? Pretty much, isn't that the story?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, when you get caught in these things, and I think Obama probably does want to get out of this in reality since he's eventually doing it, but he escalated before he de-escalated. And so, you know, the problem with these wars is you lose them a long time before you admit that you lose them, and we lost this one quite a few years ago. If in guerrilla warfare, it's unlike regular warfare. The guerrillas are weak, so what they do is they hit and run, hide among the population, the terrain, etc. And all you really have to do if you're a guerrilla is keep your army in the field and withstand the attacks of the in this case the superpower, the bigger power. And many guerrillas are very successful in doing that simply because they do have culture on their side. They know the culture, they know the terrain. People will harbor them because this is a foreign invader, and it doesn't really matter if you're people are always confused, like, how could anyone support the brutal Taliban over the Americans who, you know, so American soldiers are trained to respect the population. Of course, there's incidents that happen that aren't always, by the rule book, but nonetheless, our soldiers are much better behaved. And the reason for that is when one of the principal problems of these wars is that you never get a break if you're a foreign occupier. The Taliban are Afghan for the most part, and at least the Afghan Taliban are, and so they get a break from the people, even though sometimes they're very brutal. Also, the U.S. has supported some pretty corrupt warlords, and the Taliban are perceived as being tough, but tough justice, but honest people as far as not being corrupt. And so, that's why the Taliban still has so much support in Afghanistan. And also another element, of course, is fear. The Taliban is brutal, and their people fear them. And they also know that the Americans tend to come and they eventually leave, right? And so, and Obama has said that, you know, and has long said that we're going to eventually pull out of there, and now he's established a date of the end of 2016, but at the end of this year, our forces are really going to be confined to base. So at the end of this year, for all practical purposes, we're out. And so,
why are we staying there at all? Why are we staying?
Well, that's a good question. I would be for getting out right now. I don't think, as John Kerry said about Vietnam, no soldier wants to be the last one to die for a lost cause. And I think that's kind of what we're doing in Afghanistan. We've accomplished our mission in the larger sense of getting bin Laden eventually and, decimating the Taliban. So I think, not the Taliban, but the Al-Qaeda. And so the Taliban is not going away. They have much more support than Al-Qaeda does. And also, the most important thing about my article is we've also destabilized Pakistan, which is a much more important country than Afghanistan because it has nuclear weapons. And you just saw the Pakistani Taliban attack a major airport in Pakistan, and this is a really brazen attack, and so this insurgency is probably even more serious than the one in Afghanistan.
All right, so we have about 60 seconds here. John McCain says that we should not have let go these Taliban terrorists because they were involved in September 11th. Where the hell did he get that? There's no Taliban involved in September 11th. They weren't even come. They're regional Afghanistani, Pakistani connection. That's it. They're not out to do what Al-Qaeda has done.
Yeah, well, he would say that they harbored, the Taliban government harbored bin Laden. But, of course, there's a guest policy, which if you watch The Lone Survivor, benefited to the American who was captured there. You're supposed to, in an Afghan culture, you're supposed to defend your guests. So that's what the Taliban was doing. I think if the U.S. had a more cultural awareness, they might have had the Taliban give up bin Laden. But I think this prisoner exchange is probably overstated. I mean, at the end of the war, you're supposed to release prisoners on both sides.
That hasn't been done. Ivan Elin from the Center on Peace and Liberty, thank you.
Yeah. screen time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Special to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
I close my eyes and soon I find I'm in a playground in my mind.
Not sure this is a stellar week for pop music. We'll give it a shot, though. Clint Holmes, who I believe is an Englishman, is he not, Kenny?
He's from Buffalo.
He's from Buffalo. Playground in my mind.
No, he's from England.
Really? I just got it on reasonable authority. He was from Buffalo.
Bournemouth, England.
Did he move to Buffalo?
Maybe he moved to Buffalo.
Las Vegas entertainer, but no. He was raised in Farnham, New York, a small village southwest of Buffalo.
Raised in Farnham, New York, southwest of Buffalo.
Born in England, raised in Buffalo.
So, see, Richie, I got connections to Buffalo here. Wow. I know what's going on.
You guys know who Clint Holmes is. I'm impressed.
Richie's impressed you know who Clint Holmes was. That's good.
Very good, Meredith.
Very good, Meredith. Clint Holmes, Playground in My Mind. At number five this week as we review the top songs, Big Pop, five hits from this week in 1973.
Wow, so far this week is starting off very weak. Let's see if we can get any better.
Number four. Elton John's Daniel.
Great song.
Love it.
Yeah. Interesting story song.
Sure.
This is early Elton John, too.
Oh, yeah, this is 75, 6.
Sorry, 73, Rich. Duh. We're doing the top five songs this week in 1973. Nice you could be paying attention. Thanks for joining the show, Rich. Come back again. Anytime.
Here we go back down.
No, this is a good song. Interesting song.
Next song?
Number three this week, 1973, by a lady named Sylvia. I always love this song. Pillow Talk.
Pillow Talk.
Remember this? Remember this.
Elevator, getting your teeth pulled music here.
Getting your teeth pulled.
Yeah, you know, when you're in the dentist chair and you hear the Muzak version of this as you're getting your molars yanked.
No,
Not the next one, though.
No, the next one you definitely don't want to get your molars pulled.
What, this is a molar pulling song?
This absolutely is a molar pulling song. Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, this is your staring at your feet in the crowded elevator song.
No, I think there's something to be said. Women love this song, actually.
Women and Doug Steffen.
They don't like this. Rock it, baby. Edgar Winter with Frankenstein. What a cover. This is to Pillow Talk. Go from Pillow Talk to this. Woof. Good Lord. The Edgar Winter Group, number two this week in 1973 with a lot of guitar action here, Richie.
Yeah, keyboards and guitar, yeah. And a great drum solo.
Maybe too much of a generalization here about Edgar Winter and all that rock and funk, Richie. Number one, everybody loves Paul McCartney.
Good stuff.
1973, you really got this thing going. The act, Wings, his band, and the song is My Love, number one.
My love does it.
Sitting here watching this little girl on the floor go to sleep, Richie. I mean, she's got her little couch.
After listening to Pillow Talk and Clint Holmes and Paul McCartney's My
Right to sleep after Clint Holmes.
Yep. I would imagine there's a bunch of us that want to join her.
All right. 28 past the hour. This is a good day.
It's understood. Even if you look thin, your insides could be full of fat. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Researchers at the Imperial College in London say fat is often hiding inside people whose figures you die for. It surrounds the liver, heart, and pancreas. It just doesn't seem fair. To get the skinny on this insidious stuff, more dangerous than the fat you can pinch, scientists used an MRI. And in the study, 45% of women with a normal body mass index and 60% of men had interior fat. This is the stuff that leads to heart disease and diabetes. And it has a name, visceral fat, and it can interfere with liver function and the processing of cholesterol and insulin. So how do you get rid of it? Strength training is the best way. Another thing that helps a lot, lowering your LDL, the bad cholesterol. For info on that, check out the June issue of the AARP Bulletin. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. Get AC Delco Professional Durastop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle. Includes rotor inspection. Retail customers only. Turning or replacing rotors, all other services, and tax extra. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details, other great offers, and to find your closest GMC dealer.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
The Doug Stampin' Good Day Way for spending time in the day. Joining us in a few minutes, Gretchen Martins, who is referred to as the veteran lady. I think we talked to her before as this thing began to brew, but now that the latest numbers in the scandal are well over 120,000 vets either waiting for appointments or never being seen at all. This is a surprise to some. I'm betting it's not a surprise to her. So let's get to the bottom of that in a few minutes. Meanwhile, lots of people are talking about Hillary Clinton's new book, Richie.
Hell yeah.
She was on with Diane Sawyer. She's interviewed with USA Today. Book is called Hard Choices, published by Simon & Schuster. She said a woman running for president in 2016, whether it's her or somebody else, would encounter a different and friendlier political landscape than she did 8 years ago. She faced all the sexist catcalls at some of the rallies, the more subtle sexist jibes when she was running against Barack Obama. So Obama won and she didn't. I think I would have preferred it to be the other way around had it been me. At any rate, as she is on the trail, as she's on the stump, it was kind of like listening to her running for office. Here's an excerpt of her being on with Diane Sawyer.
She's responding to Diane Sawyer, asking her what she thinks her signature doctrine is that many people can't.
Talking about State Department.
Yes.
Yeah, shouldn't have one.
When people say, where is the marquee achievement? No sweeping agreements. No signature doctrine.
We haven't had a doctrine since containment worked with the Soviet Union. But we've had presidents who've made some tough calls, some hard choices, some of which have worked and some of which have not.
So, basically, no.
Well, there's no answer.
I can't.
To that. Well, what would you, Condoleezza Rice, what would hers have been? Or find me a back to...
So is Hillary right?
That there...
We haven't had a doctrine since the containment with the Soviet Union.
Yeah, this is all about maintenance. This is all about trying to find people that you can get along with and make deals with. That's really what it's about. And organizing an office that hands out a lot of money. That's what the State Department does. The AID branch gives away a lot of money to NGOs that are supposed to be helping people in other countries. We buy their loyalty. We buy their friendship. That's what the State Department is about, in no small measure. If you look at the budget, most people don't even understand what the State Department is all about. They think we're supposed to be handling diplomatically problems around the world. No. We buy our friends and pay them a lot of money. The second most important position in the State Department is the Director of Foreign Aid, the AID, Agency for International Development. When Brian Atkins was the, not Brian Atkins, Brian, just went out of my mind, Brian, Brian Atwood was the fellow that ran it for Clinton. He and I became friends. I went all over the world with him. Saw lots of things, understood how the government worked when it came to our foreign policy, and everybody that was on the inside was unabashed about it. The amount of money that we were giving to the NGOs, non-governmental organizations, who would basically handle policy. So here's how it works. And we did this. We gave money to the Egyptians to build the Suez Canal. The hand that fed the money to the Egyptians required that the Suez Canal be built by an American contractor. So the Perini Corporation, which had strong political ties to the administration at the time, was the one that was hired to do the building of the Suez Canal. You can go all around the world. You can find all kinds of projects everywhere that are built with American money that is foreign aid. And that's really what the State Department does. It ministers to the needs of other countries and their economies. Once in a while, it gets involved in some kind of policy, but there's no real policy there. I mean, the person who leads the State Department sort of sets the tone, and that's why Condoleezza Rice was a good speaker. She was a good, I don't know if diplomat's the right word, but she was a good representative in many ways, but she's not an administrator, didn't claim to be. So as a result, the actual work of the State Department ground to a halt under Condoleezza Rice because she was an administrator. She was horrible. The State Department, when Mrs. Clinton got there, was in shambles. So Mrs. Clinton, being a good manager, got things back together again. But in the meantime, she made some enemies, as she does, and she made some mistakes, as she does, and most other people do as well. So, is she perfect? No. Would she be a good president? If we, in fact, compared her to what's there now, I think Charlotte would be my preference, frankly, for president under the circumstances. Unbelievable. By the way, the president is going to take to Tumblr today in an event at the White House moderated by the founder of Tumblr, David Karp. So, Kenny, what can you tell us about Tumblr and where it's on the rankings of social media? The president is going to answer questions from people across the country on the importance of education, college affordability, student debt, that sort of thing. He was in, actually, president flew over our farm last night. Flew up late yesterday afternoon to Hanscom Field to go speak at Worcester High School's graduation. And Hanscom Field is directly on a straight path from the field to Worcester. And so it's interesting to look up in the sky and see. And they fly at 2,000 feet, so you can easily tell. And they make so much noise. Richie, you know that. In Washington, you hear those Marine One helicopters all over the place all the time.
Flies by my offices almost every day.
But you got to wonder, how much does this cost? They have to put the helicopters in the planes.
Yep.
They have to ship them
and the limo
to here, and the limo is shipped up here, and so
and the chase cars
they put those all in planes, and they have six helicopters, three Marine ones. You don't know which one the president is in, so what's her face can't get them. What's her name? Margot, right.
Al-Harazi.
Yeah. She can't get him that way.
From 24.
Yeah. And there's two helicopters in the back and two in front. And it's really amazing to see what it takes, the entourage that it takes to get the president, no matter who he or she is, to get him around these days. It's incredible.
If they were to take a trip down to the 7-Eleven down Pennsylvania Avenue,
yeah,
it cost $100,000.
Yeah. That's it. Go out for lunch at a hamburger joint.
Right.
Right.
To pull out of the White House gates,
yeah,
you're spending $100,000.
Yeah. Isn't that...
when you think about the staff, the vehicles, yeah, the whole shebang.
Yeah. Yeah.
We watch it go by all the time.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's a parade of million-dollar vehicles that with bulletproof one-inch thick glass and tires and the whole, you know, it's, yeah.
Okay, so Tracy Morgan in the news again. He'll be in the hospital, it looks like, for 3 weeks or more. The trucker who's accused of triggering this crash on the New Jersey Turnpike early Sunday morning apparently had been in the truck for 24 hours.
Right.
No sleep, nothing. And there are rules, so Walmart's going to get tucked on this one pretty good. There are rules that require a truck driver to stop and rest every, I think it's 10 hours or 12 hours.
You have
a
log book.
So they have to fudge the log book in order to keep going.
Think about that. At your job,
mm-hmm,
is there any situation where you could be convicted of vehicular manslaughter,
mm-hmm,
vehicular homicide, and assault?
Yeah. Well, this guy's going to be convicted of both of those things. And then, under the circumstances, Walmart will have to pay a really big fine, big, stiff fine. But you got to wonder how many Walmart, I'm thinking this, I'm driving on the highway. All right, if this guy was basically required, unless they have independent contractors hauling these, I don't think they do. So under the circumstances, what the company's got to be telling them, drive, 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 go, 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 get to the next stop, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, it's money. The more you sleep, the less you make.
Yeah, well.
And that's why these truckers are pushing so hard, because they want to get the haul done, get back, get another one.
VA scandal in the focus next with the veteran lady here on Good Day.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, custom banners and posters start at just $6.49. Offer valid on pickup or delivery, ends 6/29. Details in-store or online at staples.com/springcopy. Staples. Make more happen.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body. And new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has 2 times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
So what brought you in today?
Well, doctor, whenever I get excited, I yodel.
Interesting. So if I said Kmart and Sears are giving Shop Your Way members up to $20 in surprise points. And if I were to say surprise points can be used on qualifying purchases both in-store or online. And the points are only valid until June 11th? Amazing.
I know. I'm not even Swiss.
Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. See ShopYourWay.com for details.
This line's boring.
Whoa, talking Super 8 thing.
Impressive, huh? Now let's go find some fun.
I'm getting groceries.
Oh, you could get those anytime. Pow!
I love roller coasters.
You know what else you'll love? Super 8's great rates. And with so many super destinations, you could find fun almost anywhere. Are you even listening?
Huh? Sorry.
Funnel cake. Get some every time. Go to Super8.com to find your super destination. Super 8. Destination super. All Super 8 hotels are independently owned and operated.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at AutoZone when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and a Fram oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
Celebrate the magic of dad at Macy's Father's Day sale with 30 to 75% off store-wide, plus an extra 20 or 15% off with your Macy's card or pass. Designer collections for him, 25% off. Designer suits, separates, dress shirts, and ties, 50% off. Levi's jeans, only $39.99. Plus, at our biggest underwear and socks sale, buy one, get the second 50% off. Find the perfect gift for dad right now at Macy's. Savings on regular sale and clearance prices, exclusions apply.
Cloud may be just another overused buzzword, but the cloud is an effective computing environment that can save your business time and money. Barracuda Networks is no stranger to the cloud. In fact, all of our security and storage solutions connect to the cloud for continuous updates and off-site redundancy. Barracuda's cloud also plays host to our email security, web security, file sharing, and e-signing services. We even offer solutions on Amazon's AWS and Microsoft's Azure public cloud platforms. To try any of our cloud-connected solutions free, visit barracuda.com/cloud.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Joining us now is a lady who's been with us before on Good Day. Kenny and Richie and I are concerned, as are most of you, with the essence of these numbers that are coming out from the VA. Gretchen Martins, known as the Veteran Lady, has a website, untyingtheyellowribbon.com. Pretty compelling site. Check it out, untyingtheyellowribbon.com. Reference to the yellow ribbon. Most people, when they hear that, they think of Tony Orlando and Don. Gretchen, these latest numbers, 67,000 vets have never been seen. 57,000 are waiting for appointments. When you put that up against the number of men and women who are in uniform right now, we're looking at 10% of those who served not getting any attention whatsoever. You're not surprised by this.
You know, I wish I could say that I am, but this scandal just seems to get worse and worse. And what is our first response is to throw more money at it.
Yep.
Into a system that is so broken. The scandal now involves 69 facilities, not even a formal audit, but simply a review of those facilities done by the VA Inspector General reported that 70% of all VA facilities have alternative scheduling practices. So I'm a little skeptical that throwing hundreds of millions of dollars at this is going to get us where we need to be.
You have written that this ought to be something that mayors, city managers, town managers take note of. Why would this have impact on the local level?
Well, what we're seeing increasingly is that veterans are not getting care at the VA. A survey that goes back, done by the VA going back to 2010, reported that roughly a third of veterans refuse to use the VA. Another third will only use it as a means of last resort. So that's two-thirds. That number has actually increased now to 72% who won't use the VA or will use it only as a means of last resort. So where are all those people going to go as we're implementing or expanding the voucher system so that veterans can get care outside of the VA? Where are they going to go? Well, they're going to go to our medical care facilities on Main Street, but they're getting Medicare equal reimbursement. So many of our physicians on Main Street won't see them at Medicare reimbursement rates. So where are those people going to go when they can't get care? Well, they're going to show up with no insurance in emergency rooms. They're going to be calling 911. And I think we're going to see, in terms of the medical side of the house, a real increase and burden on the civilian healthcare system on Main Street, and we're not even talking about that.
Well, we aren't talking about it because people are easily distracted by all of this, and the government, with all the money that it has, is able to confuse the issue, doublespeak, BS, all the kinds of things that come from press secretaries or people that are there to do the hacking for the people who screwed all of this up. And honestly, it hasn't just this administration is great at screwing things up, but they didn't. It may be that under their watch they're getting caught, but you know as well as I do, this has been going on for a long time.
Well, it has been, and I saw something that said Sloan Gibson, the interim director of the VA, has contacted 50,000 veterans about appointments that they were never given. Well, I sat down and did the math. That's 125 people calling 8 hours a day at 5 minutes a call to have contacted 50,000 people in the past 2 weeks. So I find that a rather absurd claim. It sounds very impressive, but when you do the math, they couldn't get people served to begin with. Where on earth did they find 125 people trained and qualified to make those phone calls?
It's more just as BS and PR together. Sometimes they're the same thing. Gretchen, thank you. Gretchen Martin's website, untyingtheyellowribbon.com.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes 4 number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and 2 cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get 1 case for only $179, 2 cases for only $355, or get 3 cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
Oh, yeah.
I appreciate your understanding.
Don't think twice. It's understanding that makes it possible for people like us to tolerate a person like yourself.
More beautiful.
Sportos, motorheads, geeks, sluts, bloods, wastoids, dweebies, they all adore him. They think he's a righteous dude.
Greatest movie of all time.
And he is Ferris Bueller from the movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Jake Bueller is here with us along with Ken Kessler.
That's right.
This is Yellow. Movie music starts movie moments. Oh, yeah. The number one movie this week in 1986. So what is this, 28 years ago? Is that right?
Yeah.
Or is it 30? 90? 2000, yeah.
I stopped counting after 20. So.
It'll be interesting. Chucker's not here with us today. We ought to ask him if there's a reboot. He loves to call it a reboot.
There is, but it's kind of stuck in...
Really?
Yeah.
Land.
Yeah, they want to do it, and there are talks of it, but they have not come to any agreements on who will be in it and all that stuff. Pay for you.
All right, speaking of that, well, in a moment we have a story of a couple of different movies that will be back in theaters soon. You may be surprised or not surprised, but I'll fill you in on that in just a matter of moments here. This is Good Day.
Oh.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Celebrate the magic of dad at Macy's Father's Day sale with 30 to 75% off store-wide, plus an extra 20 or 15% off with your Macy's card or pass. Designer collections for him, 25% off. Designer suits, separates, dress shirts, and ties, 50% off. Levi's jeans, only $39.99. Plus, at our biggest underwear and socks sale, buy one, get the second 50% off. Find the perfect gift for dad right now at Macy's. Savings on regular sale and clearance prices, exclusions apply.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at AutoZone when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and a Fram oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
Hi, I'm Abe Froman.
Richie.
You're Abe Froman. Is there a problem? The sausage king of Chicago.
Oh, my God.
That's right.
Hi, you know
I'm
what
Abe Froman. You're Abe Froman. Yeah, that's me.
I've always had this confused position in my head, Ferris Bueller versus Forrest Gump. I don't know why.
Big difference.
Of
they
course.
Both start with
an
F.
Huge. Yeah, but it just somehow or other is confused, or I've been confused. I've actually never seen either of those two movies.
Oh my God. You probably would go, Ferris Bueller done, whatever. Like,
yeah.
But Forrest Gump,
yeah.
That's a you movie.
It's a you
movie. It's a feel good movie, yeah.
Really?
You'd love that.
Life is a box of chocolates.
Yeah. I'm all for that. A couple of studios announcing they would be putting some of their old big hits back into theaters as the summer comes to a close. Sony is going to re-release Ghostbusters, and Paramount is giving you Forrest Gump in IMAX later on. The evil god that tried to destroy New York City, said to be more than 6,000 years old in Ghostbusters. That's how old you may feel when you go to the theater and see the 30th anniversary re-release of Ghostbusters.
I love it that they're rerunning these old flicks in the big theaters on the big screen.
You Bill
take your
Murray.
Kids to go see the original, you know, like as it should have been.
Yeah. Well, it's very interesting to see how these things are being promoted, like in New York City. I think it's really, it's uncanny how much they are taking this to the height. Ghostbusters has more lingering goodwill aimed its way than Forrest Gump. Hit theaters for limited engagement August 29th, and Gump will be on the big screen September 5th. We're already talking about fall. Oh, that's distressing in and of itself, is it not? All right, so anyway, Ghostbusters 3 is in the works. Zombieland director Ruben Fleischer is now, as Chuck would say, at the helm. 59 after on Good Day.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for AutoShip and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.